Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today comes from the prophet of Joel, chapter 2, beginning of verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even upon the men servants and maid servants in those days I will pour out my spirit. And I will put portions in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said. Yea, among the survivors whom the Lord called. In 1827, Joseph Smith claimed that Moroni had appeared to him and given him a task to do. Christ was coming soon to set up the millennium, and he was to restore the full gospel in those latter days. And so in 1830, in Fayette, New York, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was founded. The Mormons believe that they are living in the latter days. Throughout history, people have longed to live in the latter days. A couple centuries before Christ, the Essenes, an ascetic Jewish sect, withdrew and went to Qumran near the Dead Sea in order to prepare themselves and to purify themselves for the eschaton. They were living in the latter days. Throughout history, we see such groups. There were groups like that in Luther's day, and even in modern history. For example, in the early 19th century, William Miller, who predicted that the end would come in 1843, gathered a group of 50,000 people who excitedly thought they were living in the latter days. Yes, people long to live in those latter days. In our text, God, through the prophet Joel, promises the latter days. God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, even Gentiles, and they will prophesy. Moses' wish during the Eldad and Medad episode will be fulfilled. Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. The spirit would inaugurate the latter days. God would put portents in the heavens and on the earth to pave the way for the great and terrible day of the Lord. But on Mount Zion there will be deliverance. For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be delivered, those whom the Lord calls. When you open up the book of Acts, you see that these great eschatological latter days have already entered into history. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit inaugurated the last days. The Spirit was poured out upon all, even Gentiles. And that Spirit has been poured out upon you through holy baptism, thereby catching you up into the great drama of the latter days, giving you your own personal Pentecost. And that Spirit empowers you to live during these latter days. Our text says that all who call on the name of the Lord will be delivered. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He creates and sustains saving faith. He enables and empowers you to call upon the name of the Lord and thus be delivered from God's wrath. In fact, God poured out his wrath upon the Lord, Jesus Christ, in your place on the cross. That day, Good Friday, was the great and terrible day of the Lord, when the sun was darkened and the earth shook, because Christ experienced that dark and gloomy day of wrath. You receive a day of joy and a day of brightness. Easter was the day of the Lord, when Christ broke the back of death by rising from the dead. Because of that day, because of the day of Christ's death and resurrection, you and I, sinners who deserve to experience a day of wrath, instead experience a day of salvation and deliverance. The Holy Spirit has already taken you to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, by faith. For on Mount Zion, there is deliverance. Yes, that Holy Spirit which was given to you in your baptism is the guarantee of your future inheritance. You need not fear the future coming terrible day of the Lord. No, rather you can rejoice and hope and long for it, for it will be a day of salvation and peace and life. Now during these latter days, that Holy Spirit empowers you to prophesy. He empowers you to speak of Christ and Him crucified to your friends and neighbors, to your relatives, to those with whom you daily come into contact, to your congregation. People are prophesying in these latter days by preaching Christ and Him crucified. And now during these latter days, the Holy Spirit continues to call you by the gospel, enlighten you with His gift, sanctify and keep you in the one true faith until that last and glorious day when you will see God face to face. Yes, these are the latter days. They're the latter days in more ways than one. Today begins the last week of the quarter, and it begins the last week of the school year. For some of you, these are the latter days of your entire seminary education here at Concordia. But in a far greater way, the day of Pentecost, which we celebrate today, inaugurated the last days of history. Who are the latter-day saints? You are. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.